Or like, what if you could sneak in? Mm-hmm. Not even like that. What if you were like?
No, like I'm stretching.
Like out of. What if you like out of frame? Or something, and then you kind of just go like. And you don't have any pants on, and people are like, holy shit, he was sitting there the whole time without any pants on.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, a news reporter thing.
Yeah.
Do they sit under the table naked?
No, I mean, they got their boxers on. I mean, they got, you know, they have to be respected by their fellow, you know, news reporters. Oh, let me move my beard. No big deal.
But yeah. I bet Ron Burgundy sat under them naked sometimes. No, he rocks.
He rocks.
He's legit.
Striped boxers.
Yeah.
Loose fit. Let the balls just kind of, you know, be free.
The podcast has started. We got two viewers.
Two viewers.
Yeah. What's the gruesome twosome?
The gruesome twosome.
Hey, everybody. This is What Really Didn't Happen. I'm Michael Moore.
I'm T3.
What's up, guys? This is episode 11. We got some good things to talk about.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh.
Shit.
Where's the chat, everybody?
We want to be on top of that today.
Yeah, so...
Definitely be on top of the chat.
We're going to be on top of the chat for real.
Yep, real.
Yeah,
deal.
We here. We here. We see.
We here. What's up?
All right, so we're starting out.
Are we going to talk about this chick like right off the bat? I think we should.
You think we should? Start out
just,
strong?
Just boom! Right into it.
Here, I'll post it in the thing so you guys can look at it too.
Man, this website is
what,
like...
What, dude, ad first thing? Somebody got a...
Oh, dude, we're sorry, dude.
We're sorry, man. We thought we weren't going to get no ads.
We're trying to find, like, the non-added things.
Here's the first story.
First story.
Uh-oh. Okay, first story. Andrea.
You want to try it or you want me to get it?
Andrea Amanatidis.
Amanatidis?
Amanatidis. Allegedly spills 256 pills on a jail cell floor when drug-filled condom inside her breaks. Okay.
Definitely.
We didn't read that yet.
No, we didn't get that far into it. So, we stopped at 256 pills.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to spell this out real quick. She definitely used a Magnum. Probably a Magnum XL.
She had to.
That's a
lap hog.
That's a, yeah. That's the only way you could have accomplished 256 pills.
Yeah, okay. Well, 256 pills. In a condom, how big is that? Is that like a above average size dildo
that's
at
like,
this point?
That's or like Lexington Steels.
Lexington, like, yeah. This
but
chick's
bigger,
rocking.
But probably girthier.
Okay. A handful of pills is probably like, what, 30?
Depends on what kind of pills she had, but yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
what
like,
were the ones? She, somebody like, okay, including 90 pills of Lyrica? Lyrica, Adderall tablets.
Okay, Adderalls are small.
Okay, 50 Valiums.
Okay.
43 Trazodones, 10 Ambiens, and 26 Oxycontins.
Wow.
Added 4 bags of heroin and put the... four bags of heroin on top of those pills.
Just like, on top.
Just like sprinkling. Shake it up.
God, that's quite the fucking Skittles bag.
Holy shit. Listen to that fucking ribbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. For her pleasure. Yeah. I mean, just like.
Man, I bet that's like a fucking cock. That's like huge. Just, like, did she keep it cylindrical? Did she shape it as a dick or did she shape it as a ball?
Could she shape it to be anything other than just a fat sack of pills?
Yeah.
She probably like held it here and just started like tucking it in.
No, I bet she was like this, like this.
She probably she didn't have time
to get cylinder and just like
no,
lock up in there.
No,
and then she could like form it into a ball inside of her with Kegels.
Do you think they started like melting? Because I mean, like
it's in a condom.
Yeah,
oh, the spermicide. The condom's wet.
Yeah, but your body's still like 98 degrees, so I mean,
it's like getting condensation in it.
Yeah, just all like goo. And then it broke inside of her, so obviously they're no good anymore. I mean,
there's people that's people if people are hooked on pills,
to where they're willing to buy them.
I'll eat them still. So I'll
get them. If you're hooked on pills bad enough to where you have to buy them outside of getting them prescribed to you by a doctor, you probably don't give a shit where the pills came from. You just want your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At the end of the day, yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah.
That nug of poo on my oxycodone is not a big deal to me.
I'm not
mad about it.
Dude, you've always gave me good quality before, so I'm going to trust you on this one. I'll let you go on this
one. I'm going to go ahead and take it as is.
So she's sitting here with her hands down her pants.
There is a video.
She's got a sweet forearm tat.
Yep.
Oh, boom! What do you do in this situation? You're in jail. 256 pills spill on the floor. Okay, do you kick them like she did? Or...
Yep.
You start picking them up. What do you start doing with them?
Aren't mine.
You start...
Those definitely aren't mine.
Definitely aren't mine.
God, I can totally pull this condom out of my snatch now.
Shit.
Oh, man.
I don't know where those come from. Look at her.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, God. Is that the condom?
No, it can't be.
Damn it. I was hoping it was.
She saved the best for last.
It looked like...
It's gotta be.
Fuck.
YOLO.
She's an idiot. This lady sucks.
We gotta talk about YOLO.
Oh, YOLO.
YOLO.
Okay, anybody in the chat room, you guys say YOLO?
Does anyone say YOLO?
Anybody say YOLO in the chat room?
Anybody say YOLO? Because if you do, you should exit the chat room. Because
if you do, fucking get out of here. Leave.
Right now.
We're done. Mm-hmm. Don't say YOLO. That shit's gay. Alright? What the fuck is YOLO? Okay. You're cool, Zach. YOLO means
that can stay.
You only live once. So when people are doing something fun, they think it's cute and funny. Oh, I'm here doing this. YOLO. Yep.
Yeah.
It's gay. Well,
definitely.
Here's how funny fucking gay it is.
Yeah, wow. I know, right? YOLO. It's a rapper thing.
Yeah. It's a rapper.
They said it in a song, so like now it means something to a lot of people.
Irvin McInnes, aspiring rapper.
Yeah, I mean, he is black. And I just want to go on record saying that 98.6 of the African American population in America is an aspiring rapper.
Yeah, that's what we said. It's like,
out of 10 times, you're like, hey, dude, have you ever written a song? I bet you within 5 minutes... They have their, like, chicken scratch, like, notebook paper, like...
Yeah,
You want me to lay it down for you right now?
Let me throw down right now?
You want to, like, hear how it sounds? I mean, like...
Yeah.
It's just a little something I...
Yeah, I've never met a black dude I could walk up to and be like, hey, man, you rap? Who do you think you're talking to? That's what they look at you like. And then,
yeah, like, of course, I'm black.
Of course I'm black. I rap. I can rap. I know every rap song ever. I know all the rap songs.
Perfect example of why this is, like, totally true.
What?
South Park. Token. Cartman looks at Token and says, dude, play the bass. He's like, I can't play the bass. He's like, fuck you, pick up the bass, play the bass. Token picks up the bass, just shreds it. And he's just like, fuck you, Cartman.
Yeah. Fuck you, Cartman. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a real life story on exactly what happened. You know,
there's not very many white people that can rap.
No. Nor just pick up a bass out of nowhere and play it.
Yes.
I'm going to say that. The guitar's different. Who is here right now?
Somebody's at the door.
Somebody's at the door. You're leaving me by myself. Oh, man. All right. Intermission. Hockey fans, you know what I'm talking about.
You entertained?
Oh, yeah. I tried.
We're back. So, what we were saying was... Hold on a second.
Oh man,
that got real.
Someone wrote something.
Oh, yeah, sure, we got it. I went to go smite kids. Shut up! You see this thing?
Exactly.
No. She's not feeling too good. She's sick.
Oh man. Nothing worse.
And then she's screaming my name, so...
I was talking about how the rapper has a lip tattoo on the side of his cheek, as you can see in that photo.
Oh, yeah, right here?
Yeah. Which is...
It's like... It's girls' kiss lips, like from...
Yeah.
Like, girls have lipstick
like,
on?
Hey, mom, can you, like, kiss me on the side of my face really quick? Because I'm about to get this tattooed on me.
Mom? What? Did you say mom?
What? You think that dude's got a girlfriend? Hell no. He lives at home with his mom. He's an aspiring rapper, dude.
It's hard. It's hard in the beginning.
It's tough in the streets. Yeah. Not everyone can just make it like 50 Cent.
Yeah, he owns Vitamin Water.
Yeah. Part of it. 50. What else?
Irvin McInnes, aspiring rapper, tweets YOLO about driving drunk and dies minutes
later. Oh, yeah, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. So.
We got hung up on the aspiring rapper part.
So who tweets while you're driving to begin with?
Black people don't drive that fast.
They don't drive fast?
Not like that. That's like race car fast.
That is. That's like NASCAR fast.
Well, yeah, I mean.
That's not as fast as NASCAR's, but.
Well, it's. NASCARs are faster.
Yeah, they go like 200.
They have the potential. But NASCAR fucks them in the ass with restrictor plates. That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole other story I have to get into later.
Yeah. Restrictor plate racing.
But, yeah, black people don't. They're not too crazy about the wheel, are they?
No.
Never been in the car with a black man and been like, wow, I'm.
Unless your name is Rick. Lewis Hamilton and you're from England. Born and raised and you're black, which is weird because you're from England. You're like 100% English and you're black.
Who is this?
Lewis Hamilton.
Who's that?
He drives F1 for I forget. My mind has drawn a blank. Mercedes McLaren. No, that's not. That's I forget who he drives for. Actually, I know they're sponsored. Well,
awesome.
Yeah.
What about Bubba Stewart?
He rides dirt bikes, so that's different. Yeah.
That's different?
It's different.
He jumps in the air. He's a black guy that jumps.
It's a dirt bike. We're talking about cars and dirt bikes. I mean, like, let's get back to the story here.
Okay. Well, he dies after tweeting YOLO. But that's why he died, is because he tweeted YOLO.
And he was driving 120 miles an hour drunk.
And he tweeted.
Which he was probably in his, like, mom's, like, Buick, like, sedan. Just 120 miles an hour is a lot for that thing to handle. I mean, yeah. If the picture has any justice, it might even be a Kia. Yeah.
We're lucky if it's a Kia, this new Kia.
It's got a 5-star crash rating, though. That's what's up.
Proof even karma hates you, yes. YOLO.
Yeah, exactly.
YOLO.
So stupid. We gotta figure out a different phrase for YOLO.
Yeah.
Like, what can YOLO stand for besides you only live
once? One of my favorite things to say to people sometimes, like, life is short, you know, life's too short. I'm like, well, or it's like, basically the longest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
But
or life's a garden. Dig it.
Like, do you even know what that means? Tell me what that means.
I'd be like, fuck you, dude.
Fuck you.
Fuck yourself. Yeah.
Who do you think you're talking to, right?
Yeah, dig my nuts in your face. It's part of your life right now.
It's so stupid. This story was, it says Barbara Hall.
Very common name.
Barbara Hall. Had a cooking spray sex. Threw a bottle at boyfriend. God, I hate these stupid titles for these news stories.
I can't understand what they're saying.
I can't either. Why can't they just talk like
fucking
normal
3-year-old people? To like put commas in there and shit for them.
Yeah.
Basically, okay. This bitch was like, hey, boyfriend of mine, go to the kitchen, get some lube. And he like grabbed some Pam and some olive oil, which I don't even, I mean, Pam is questionable. Olive oil, I think you could get away with that because it's like, you know, it's not really going to hurt you. But then, like, somehow the story gets twisted into her boyfriend's banging a guy, or I mean, a girl named Pam.
Yeah.
Long story short, she goes to jail with Pam sprayed cooter.
Yeah. It's, like, so weird. But the weird thing about it, like what got me was she was like,
why do you smell like cooking spray?
You look uncomfortable.
Is that Pam?
Is that Pam? It almost is like butter.
Yeah, it's almost like butter. So, and then there's a demonstration video of like the correct use of Pam. Like, yeah. here's a pot. Like,
and what got me too was like, when she instantly was like, hey, could you go to the kitchen and get some lube?
Yeah, very specific.
Yeah.
Like not like, hey, in the bathroom, third drawer down, like, there's Costco supply of KY jelly.
Yeah.
You know, but with the like, bonus pack of like the warming sensations, trying to get you hooked on that, you know.
It's yeah, like, because like this is a deal they're yeah. giving me something.
You get
else.
The 35 bottles of the regular, and then like the one bottle of
35.
Wait, well, it's a 30, it's a 36 pack, you know.
Yeah,
travel size, like you know, which is nice.
What they look like shampoo bottles, like 35. KY jelly.
Like the Costco size, like shampoo, like the Kirkland brand with like the push top. I was like, you're like, oh yeah, like a mound of it. It's okay, I got it from Costco. I can use it, and I've used it sparingly.
That's the last years. I'll never need to buy this stuff again. It's totally cool. It's like 3 weeks later, you're out.
Oh, God. It's like one of my like worst Costco experiences
is.
I'm at Costco, I need paper towels. And I'm like, I go through paper towels like it's going out of style. I mean, like, I'd rather use a paper towel than use, like, the really nice
towel to dry yourself off
the
with.
The dish rags, like, sitting on, like, the stove. Like, those are for show, these are for go, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I buy, like, the fucking case of all cases of paper towels. And I'm like, fuck yeah, they're on sale, everything's cool. Motherfucking Selecta-size. So, you know, like, they're half sheets, you know? Oh my god, it's like I had to run through this huge case of Selecta-Size fucking, you know, paper towels. God, so long. It was terrible. It's like, you know, like, you know, like you're cooking and you need a paper towel, and you're like,
what?
And you're like, you gotta like grab a couple more, you know? It's just, why would they do that?
Who only needs that much of a paper towel?
A half sheet? Fuck that.
That's stupid.
That's
like the worst 6 years of my life.
I want to waste the whole thing when I need like that much. Yeah. You know?
It's like, how long did it last? It's like, I don't even know. Oh, it's like the worst 6 years of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so big.
Yeah. I did take a bunch of rolls camping. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fire starter.
Yeah.
We didn't like bring any gas or anything. And I found out bug spray is like really flammable. So like, you know, put the two together.
Just like paper towel fire.
Yeah,
it's like instead of logs stacked up, just paper towel.
I TP'd the fucking paper towel rolls and then put wood underneath. You know.
Hey, could you grab another tube?
Yeah, could you grab another paper towel roll, please?
Throw it in the fire.
Goddamn Selecta-Size.
Selecta-Size can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God. But still, why does she keep him lube in the kitchen? Maybe that's just had something worked out, though. Like, well, the lube drawer is going to be in the kitchen now when we move into the new place.
And yeah.
He's like, well, whatever, okay.
Like, we're going to section off, like, this corner of the junk drawer.
That's where the lube's going to go. I need some more room in the nightstand, so we'll
switch out. My nightstand is really full.
I had to pick what to keep, what to get rid of.
I just don't have the space for it right now.
So we're going to have to move.
I mean, probably they're keeping the case of it in the pantry. I mean, you know, like, you know, like, oh, there's no more lube in the drawer. Oh, there's a case of it in the pantry.
Just get another one out.
Oh, right next to the Campbell's, like, chunky soup.
Campbell's. What's your favorite brand of soup?
Okay, if you're going to go buy soup, which one are you going to buy? Campbell's.
Well, yeah, the chunky.
Let's not get fancy. Well, not even chunky. No. This is like normal Campbell's soup. Not chunky brand. Chunky brand didn't come to like... We were young when chunky brand happened.
I know, and when chunky brand came out, that's all my mom started buying. Because it was like at request of me and my dad.
Or basically...
Okay, pre-chunky. What's your favorite pre-chunky soup?
Pre-chunky soup. Dude, I'm going to probably have to say, like, you know, definitely chicken noodle soup, because, I mean, that's all I remember eating. That with, like, a really nice grilled cheese sandwich, because you can't go wrong with that.
So it's a tomato soup?
No.
Wait, what?
I was a chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
And
grilled cheese.
I didn't didn't fuck with
that. That did. I like any type of sandwich in, mostly a cold sandwich sometimes dipped into.
It wasn't until my later years that I appreciated the tomato soup.
Yeah. Me too.
When I was younger, I was like, fuck that.
There's nothing in it.
I need some noodles and some discount chicken in my soup right now. Fuck this.
Just knock it off the table. What is this shit?
Are you kidding me right now?
Where's the letters?
Yeah.
Where's the peas?
Do you not want me to be smart? What? That's probably why I'm terrible at spelling.
Because you got this bullshit tomato soup.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't even get the noodles that were formed into letters. I just had, like, the long strand.
Yeah, the long string ones. I like eating those without even putting them in a bowl and water. Where else is she supposed to keep them? He probably doesn't let her out of there. It's in the bedroom all the fucking time.
Yeah, right.
Fucking.
There really is only two spots that's necessary. Kitchen, bedroom.
Yeah. I don't think I keep lube anywhere else.
Maybe my truck.
Yeah, you never know when you get a road link.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's convenient.
Yeah.
You know, camping.
Anybody in the chat room? Any of you guys ever jacked off while driving? Don't lie.
Oh, yep. Tons of
yep. Yep. All right.
Man, dude, I feel left out. I'm going to have to jack off on my way home now.
Yep. Get it, man. Just don't look at yourself while you do it.
It's hard to come, though. All right, that's good to know. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind. I might save it till I pull into my driveway.
Yeah. Wait, do you, like, as you're getting into the...
I do it to stay awake at work. Oh,
good job, Des.
I normally do it to fall asleep.
What if you just, like...
You're very distracted.
You're going down the road, and you're just like... Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. You gotta pull over and...
That's why you got the catch-all floor mats. You just take them off, wash them off at home.
Yeah.
You know, like, just boom, done.
It's over.
Yep. You got DVD. Oh.
Like a DVD
player. No, I need to get an in-dash DVD set up for that. That's for sure. Oh, yeah. You know, because then you get the in-dash, and then you can just be, like, watching while you're driving. Keep one eye on the road, though.
Yeah. One eye on the road.
Yeah.
You just look at it.
Just one eye. Thing. Just one eye.
One eye on the road.
Just one eye.
Oh, man.
What other ones do we have saved? I know we
had I had a question about
transvestites.
Transvestites.
No.
I can't ask it?
That's just my answer.
Good. Because my question was, okay. Let's say you're at a bar. You're drinking, and a really beautiful woman, I'm talking about the most beautiful woman that's ever given you attention before, comes up and sets down across the table for me.
What's the tran you're thinking of right now? Is you tell me the story.
Bailey J.
Yeah, I knew it.
Bailey J. Look her up. Google Bailey J.
Except for the wiener part.
Don't look at her wiener. But anyway, it's
bigger than yours.
So she comes and sets down beside you. You're talking to her. Going through your head right now is not like, I bet this hot chick's got a dick.
Oh, you know, not at all. Because if she sits down next to me at a bar, I'm probably already drinking.
Yeah.
And if I'm already made my way to Crown Royal, I'm definitely drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
and with my policy, go ugly early, I'm definitely like, what's up?
Yeah. Who are you? Yeah. That's the first thing you're going to say. And then she starts showing interest towards you. She's like, hey, let's go back. How far away do you live? Let's go party at your place. And they're like, okay, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like texting your roommate, hey, fucking clean this place up, bro. This girl coming over.
I
and
got says, this go fuck yourself. Smoking hottie.
Yeah, he says, go fuck yourself. And then, but
little okay. does he know.
Okay, you get there. At this point, you're not gay, correct? Up to this point, are you gay?
No.
I know, right?
Okay. And the reason why I say no is because they're pump faking you.
Yeah.
They've worked very hard to look like a beautiful woman. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know? Now, you know, she's a very, or is it okay to call her a she? Or
yeah.
Because as a wiener, we could call it a dude. This dude that looks like a chick, it's okay to be like, oh, wow, like, you're hot because it looks like a chick. for yeah. real deal.
Yeah.
Now, if something comes and sits down next to me, it's like,
what's up, bro?
You know, I'll be like, oh, you definitely have a wiener.
Yeah.
All right, let me just go
get
ahead.
Away.
You need more space? I mean, I can scoot over closer to my friend right here.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, no, fuck that. I need another beer. So, did you show the fans?
Oh. This podcast is brought to you by Mickey's.
And Ronye's.
And
Ronye.
Ronye Man Cans. That's good.
So, the other thing is, so you go into your house, you guys are making out. You even slip a hand on her boob and like, holy shit, those are nice tits. I think that's a boob job. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still making out where you're like, holy shit, she's got a boob job. That means she's probably done all kinds of crazy shit. So we're going to have really weird sex.
Yeah.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So that's going to happen. So
meat jerking beef boys.
Meat jerking beef boys.
Workaholics, dude. That's their beef jerky company.
I wish it was real. There's a hat. A Hot Topic has a hat that says, let's get weird on it.
Nice. It's like now they need one that says, me jerking beef boys on it. Because Hot Gothic would have that.
Yeah. Hot Gothic.
Yeah, they don't like it when you call it that. I call it the Abercrombie and Fitch for Gothics.
Yeah.
And they're just like, not happy about it at all.
I bet. Come on, bro.
Dude.
No, but... Okay, you even make out with her. You guys are messing around. She grabs your dick first. You didn't even get to grab what she has yet. So
that's the play that they make.
Yeah.
They're like totally like frontal attacking you. You know, like they're not giving you a chance to get in on them to find out that they got a wiener.
Yeah.
You know, because they want to get you as far along as possible to the point where you'd be like, fuck it. Fuck it.
Let's do this.
I'm only hitting it from the back, and I'm not playing with your wiener.
Yeah.
And, you know?
I'm not touching it. So,
that's fucked up.
So, yeah, they just sit there and work you up the whole time, so you're like, fuck it.
Just de-throat like a motherfucker.
So, when you do get into the room, she's laying on the bed. She's got her shit tucked back. Still looks good, right?
Yeah.
So, you're like,
she's probably bending
she's,
over.
No, she's got like... fucking just tits, like sweet tits, and she's got a bra on and like sexy underwear, and you like walk up and you're like, holy fuck, she's so hot, and you like turn off the lights and you just tackle her on the bed, and then all of a sudden you feel it, you grab a hold of it, you've got a handful, and you're just like,
I don't think I'd be having a handful because I you know, I'm like sliding down, I'd probably like and I'd look over like,
what the fuck is that?
I think we need to discuss something real quick. I feel a wiener down there. And I feel like I've been bamboozled. I was drunk and fully torqued, and now I'm really in like a questionable state right now. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, so when I got down there, I'd just be like I was like, I would go, and then you'd be like, this is out of order. It'd be the first thing you thought of, like, oh shit, this thing is a monster. Like, not even a big dick, like, this vagina, there's something up with this thing, like, whoa. And then obviously
this clit
like,
has developed more than it should have.
Yes. And you grab a hold of a big hog, man, and you're like, what?
I don't think I'd made it that far, though.
I would have made it that far. I'm like, no fucking way, this is real. And I'd be like, no way, man. And then I'd be like, dude, I would probably say the same thing you said. Fuck it. I'm not touching it.
No, that was hypothetical. That's not actually what I would do.
I would probably do that.
I know you would.
I would be like,
I don't think I can.
I'm not touching your dick or your balls, but I'm just doing it from behind.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm totally cool, totally down, enjoy fucking a chick in her ass.
Yeah.
But that is different than fucking a man in his fucking dumper. Like that. That is.
No, but what if he's basically a woman now because of the hormones and all that shit.
Basically, it's still a man
because
he's got a wiener. You could, that point would be more argue, you know, like you'd argue your point better if you're like, this dude is now post-op, filleted penis into vagina.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with it?
Shit just got real.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit just got real, real. We gotta check the chat room.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Desmond left the room. He'll join the room. All right.
Zach says,
I want to see that.
He'll watch it.
He'll watch it.
he'll do it.
Okay. That's what Selectisize paper towels are for. Dude, I'm telling you, fuck Selectisize. I'm going back to that because I hate
different them. Load sizes.
I only have one load.
Fucking big. <It's
laughs> just tons of it.
So, like,
you ever see Mount St. Helens erupt?
Just like that, except way smaller.
We'll go on a little side conversation real quick.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend. One of my favorite things to do in the world is, like, just so you're doing standard missionary position.
Yeah.
You know? Because she was, like, 5'3", I'm 6'4", so you can just, like, crawl over the top, you know, just, like, just, like, engulf the body, you know? So, you're getting ready. You're, like, you're there.
Yeah.
It's time to pull out nut on the tummy.
Yeah.
You know? You pull out, and you, like, hold it in, like, a little extra longer, give it a couple extra, like, chunk, and then you just unleash it. See how far you can shoot that shit? Dude, it was, like, a personal goal of mine to try to hit her in the face from downtown. Like, all the way down here, like, into the face, you know? And, like, the funniest thing is I had her convinced for the longest time that that's just how it happened. And then, like, what, you know, like, it was, like, an intense blow-up. Like, you know, it was going to be like this every time, you know? So then she starts putting her hands over her face like this. And there was one time her, like, elbows were, like, apart. And, like, I just, like, hit it right up the middle. You know, and then I ruined it because in, like, one time, like, it was, like, a quickie, you know, like, we had a party going, it was like, hey, let's just go bone down real quick. I just let it fall, like, right down, like, right in front. She was like, looked at me, and she was like, what's up with that? And I was like, oh, I didn't hold it in extra long this time. And she's like, so that's what you've been doing this whole time. And I was like, yes, I'm sorry. It was really fun for me. It's a true story. Very true story.
She's like, I'm so glad he never went inside. He probably, like,
shoot my face from inside.
Yeah. She's like, fuck up my cervix.
Yep,
oh, man. Boom, shaka.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like he holds it an extra long, like, goof.
Oh yeah, no, it's the best. Like, one time she had her, like, hair all done, you know, go to the Gene Juarez, like, spend, like, the god awful amounts of money getting the highlights and all that done. Yeah. And she was like, don't touch my hair, don't pull on my hair, don't put your hands in my hair. And it's just like, and she's just like, just had that look. If I could take it, I wish.
Were you like,
I'm like, laughing, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
You look embarrassed. Oh,
I'm not so laughing because it's funny. The look on your face is funny, but, like, what happened isn't funny. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Nah, I mean, you just went and spent all that money for all that gel or whatever they put in your hair, and I just put it in for free. You're welcome.
Oh, that was good.
That was a good time.
How long did that go on for?
Oh, dude, we dated for, like, almost 3 years.
And it was, like...
Of course she was crazy, because, like, the sex was so good. Yeah. Only, like, crazy, awesome sex can be accomplished from, like, a crazy... I mean, there's, like, stage one crazy, which is, like, a normal chick. She was probably, like, stage three crazy. You know? And then worth it was it. Just, you know...
Worth it.
You know, like, in the NFL, where it's, like, right before regular season starts, how it's, like, you gotta cut the roster down to size?
Yeah.
And basically, I was like, all right... Here's your notice. I'm sorry. Like, I gotta cut you from the team. I'm sorry. You just got cut.
How long did it take? How long were you in the relationship before she found out the truth behind the fucking cum cannon?
Dude, I'm like, I probably started this like probably a month in.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, she was pretty. She was, like, into getting, like, tied up and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, like, then this is when I realized I can get away with some stuff.
Yeah.
So, about a month in is when I started, you know, like, really just, like, working my technique in.
Yeah.
It was probably, like, a good, like, 4 months, I'd say. Like, a solid 4 months. And then one day she was just like, what is this?
Well, I mean, not every single time we boned down, like, it was missionary. You know, sometimes it was other positions. So, you know, that's why the longevity of the event, you know, could be intact. Because it's like, not every single time was it that way.
But couldn't you do it from another position, too?
Well, yeah, I mean, if she was like, just, you know, the legal position for a doggy is the rear entry position, just in case you ever need to know that. So, in the rear entry position, yeah, I mean, you could just blast the hair, but there's no fun in that. I want to see it on her face, like, in the nose. Like, one time I kind of got it, like, in the eye area, kind of bled the mascara a little bit, made it look real dirty. So, just like,
what if you had just been from rear entry position, and then you pull out, and then you just go like, ooh. Totally not answer the phone. It's like, ooh, oh, oh. And then she's like, finally, we're done. And then she turns over and you're like, move!
Yeah, I mean, that would be really cool. What's that, like the Houdini?
I don't know.
Or something like that. See, like, my trick that I always wanted to pull on someone is, like, you know, like, you're at, like, a party, right? Yeah. Obviously. You, like, go upstairs. Or actually, no, not upstairs. You got to do this on a ground floor level, like right here, okay? You're like, hey, face the window, bend it down, and you're nailing it from behind, just fucking pile driving that shit home. And you're like, hey, hold on a second. And then you, like, get off, you know? And then, like, you're like, oh, hold on, like, just stay right there. Your buddy sneaks out from under the bed or the closet, whatever position, you know? And, like, you dip out of the room real quick. Come back in, you know, but you leave the door ajar. You know, I mean, this is an extensive process. Yes. Long story short, you make it outside while your buddy is piping it down, and you just stand in the window like, what's up? You having a good time?
What?
You know, if you could accomplish that.
Have you ever accomplished that?
No. That's a lot of work. Whoa. But that would be really cool to do.
That would probably take
a lot of effort.
A lot of effort.
But could you imagine the look on the girl's face? Thinking that you're being boned down by, you know, dude A, but really you look behind you and dude B is behind you and dude A is in front of you. Like,
I would probably throw up. If that happened with girls?
Yeah.
That would be... What if girls pulled it off?
I would be cool with that.
Wait.
That sounds like a good time.
That would just be too simple. It'd just be a dark room, a different girl walks in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing, yeah. Girls, it wouldn't be impressive if girls did it. I take that back.
Yeah, not impressive at all. Oh, that's a fucking Kodak moment right there.
What?
Just like,
doosh, doosh, doosh. Look at the fucking gun, son.
Oh, you gotta like push up the inside. So like, it makes the muscle look bigger. That's what you gotta do.
Let's see what we got people saying on here. Maybe more impressive since. Yeah, since you were not facing her.
I agree with that. Makes sense to me.
What?
Maybe more impressive when you're not facing her.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
This one guy, like, keeps joining and leaving.
Yeah,
Desmond. Can you just not decide whether you love us or not?
You can't.
So sad. All right, moving on. Next story. Hot and heavy story of the day.
Wait. 256 pills. Cooking spray, wrapper.
Yep.
Oh.
Here we go.
Take
it. 94 fucking Rugrats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went back. I started showing Viv Rugrats. She likes it.
Dude, Rugrats is where it's at.
Wait, I'm doing In the Jungle, The Mighty Jungle. They both kind of start out the same. Rugrats is.
Yeah, I mean, I knew what you're going for, which is totally cool. Are we back doing
this? When I watched it again, yeah, we're back doing it. When I watched it again, it was like, it was so weird to hear like Chucky's voice and Tommy's voice, and they're all talking and shit. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I remember this so good.
This is my problem. TVs nowadays make the picture look so good that those cartoons look like shit now.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you need to watch it on a Ghetto Sauce TV to really fully appreciate
it. Yeah, because it's...
Like Doug... Because Doug's just, you know, like a flip book fucking dude sat down and drew it out with a fucking number two pencil.
Yeah.
It looks like a number two pencil on TV now. Where before, it looked like a state-of-the-art cartoon.
Like, I would expect to look the same way if I went to a theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah. Desmond and Swafford, left, join, left, join, left, join. We got three viewers. Hey, everybody.
Left, join.
Zach Smith's back in.
What's up, dudes? We're back. What's up,
bros? We're back. Sorry about the interruption.
Sorry about it.
Okay, this Sorry lady. Let's talk about her.
I did kind of intro them into the fact that she was arrested four times in 26 hours for blasting AC/DC's Highway to Hell, but then you read down a little more and it says, and for throwing a frying pan.
She threw a frying pan?
That's what it says.
I want to know.
From her home, she threw it.
I don't know if anybody in here has been arrested or not. Anybody been arrested?
I have. I've had handcuffs on me. Like, detained for the time being.
You've never been like,
I've never been jail? Like, hey, you're going to jail now. No, not yet. Knock on wood.
Zach Smith's fiance has. Well,
she's a badass.
She's a badass. This is how it kind of goes. You're like, hey, you're going to jail today. And you're like, what? You can go to jail for that? And they're like, yeah, bro. Come on, you go. So you're like, I've never been in jail before. They'll just look at me and be like, you can go. You know, yeah. Sorry about this, bro. You know? It's not how it happens. You show up at jail.
Have you been to jail?
Yeah, like three times.
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm talking to a resident expert right
yeah.
now. Yeah. Or so you're like my RA right now. What's yeah. up?
So it's like, you go into jail. Like, it's like a wall. You're handcuffed. They walk you in. They set you down on this bench. And you sit on this bench for like 45 minutes. Still handcuffed. So you're sitting there like, fuck, man, this is uncomfortable shit. And you start moving. And they're like, hey, asshole. Stop moving. And you're like, fuck. Real? And like,
stop moving. Did you take these handcuffs yeah. off? And it's like, be comfortable.
So you stand there. And then they take the handcuffs off of you. And you sit there for like another 45 minutes. And they come back. And they're like, okay, take your shoes off. Take your socks off. Don't shake them out. Put them in your shoes. Stand up. Take your shirt off. Don't shake it out. Set it
Pull
down.
Pull your pants down. Spread yeah. your butt cheeks.
Yeah. You do that. Oh, and you're just like, there's like all kinds of people around.
It's like, dude, you really want to look at my butthole right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, telling you this.
There's
right.
like a whole room of dudes that just got arrested.
There is nothing in my butthole right now.
Yeah.
And you still want to check it
yeah.
out?
Yeah. And he's like,
I'm going to try and muster up a fart right now.
Yeah. And then you bend over, you spread your cheeks, and he's like, lift up your tongue, shake out your beard. Yeah, that's
beard.
What they told me. Shake out your beard. And then they're like, okay, here, put these on. They give you some clothes. Look, go sit over there. You're like in waiting and processing for like, fuck, like 4 or 5 hours.
Maybe you just hit a busy time.
Every time I've been, it's been busy. That's I think just, jails are crazy. Like, amount of people are getting arrested like every day. People get arrested all the time.
Yeah.
But we're normal and we work, you know, so it never happens to us, you know, because we, you know, we mind the law. We hit the genetic lottery, you know.
We try to mind the law. Fought the law. The law won.
It's just weird how all of a sudden it's like, they're like, bam, you're in fucking jail, bro.
You're in jail.
Yeah. So you get back on. So when you do go to jail, like most of the time it takes a day before you get out. Most of the time when you're in jail, you're in there for 24 hours before you can leave. Say if you got a DUI, you go to jail. They keep you in jail till the next morning so a judge can see you. And that's at like 9 a.m., right? So then he sets your bail. So think about, he just set your bail and about 60 other people's bail, right? So there's going to be like tons of people, not even counting the people the day before, and the day before that, and the day before that, contacting bail bond companies to come get your ass out of jail. So you're expecting at least 2 days. If you get arrested before, you expect 1 day to get your bail amount, and then expect another day for whoever's going to fucking pay that amount to get your ass
that
out.
That sucks.
Yeah.
A lot.
That does suck. So this lady did that four times in 26 hours is what gets me.
She might have had all of her stuff already on file.
Maybe she just carries a shit ton of cash with you because you can buy your way out of jail if you have a bunch of cash.
Really?
You can pay it like if you show up to jail and you have enough money to pay the fines and all everything. You'd be like, okay, we can go.
So I should just start carrying like $1,000.
More than that. Depends on what you want to do.
So like
you 10 grand. DUI?
So I need like 10 grand in my pocket.
10 grand in your pocket all the time.
All right. Cool. Done.
You're cool.
Easy.
You need to show it to the cop. Back. I'll pay that fine right now. Write me a ticket, bro. Let's save us both.
Yeah.
Let's save us both a bunch of time and the state.
I'm telling that to cops all the time.
Yeah.
But not with 10 grand in my pocket. Like, they're like, oh, hey, Tim, yeah, you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, I don't know why.
Mud flaps.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, I'm going to have to write you a ticket for mud flaps and fender flares. And I'm like, all right, well, if you really want to waste my time and my money, you know, I'll just contact my lawyer and he'll get it dropped like he always does. Go ahead, show up to court because you're still going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still
you
give
can
the
do
ticket.
That?
Yeah. I just contact my lawyer, the traffic lawyer. Like
they're awesome?
Speeding tickets, everything.
They're awesome? They're that awesome?
Oh, yeah.
How do they just get it dropped?
Check this out, dude.
Okay, go.
I'm driving home. This is when I'm like, fuck, I was like 17. Driving home. My mom had a Volvo S80. It's a sedan.
Yeah.
Actually, pretty nice, you know, sedan car, you know? Really good handling. Car is actually pretty quick, you know, had a, you know, turbo six in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing 96 miles an hour down the freeway in the middle of the night. There's no one else on the freeway.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the one semi truck that I passed.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm, like, going down through Marysville just, just hauling.
Yeah.
Pulled over, ticket. The cop was like, I should be taking you to jail right now, but I'm going to let you go. Blah, blah, blah. Dropped.
Well, your lawyer is the best lawyer in the world.
No, I mean, it's just easy. He told me, he's just, I can keep continuing it until I get a judge that, like, you know, I'm friends with, and then, like, done.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
They all interwork together.
Just like the government.
But, hey, like, the 320 bucks that I spend to have him go get my speeding ticket dropped is a lot cheaper than having it
more
on.
Satisfying too.
Well, yeah,
that you fucked up and still you win.
Yeah, right. But then it doesn't go on the insurance. You know, it's just, you know, it's good stuff. Kids.
Well, is that Yo Gabba Gabba in the background? No, that's Caillou, bro. Get real. The little girl's watching.
What's
Caillou.
What's XD?
It's like, God, what happened to us that we know that? Because we know what children's shows sound like because we're dads. Dad dicks
I'm not
are
yet.
Huge, man.
Dad dicks are huge. That's on Thor's hammer.
Yeah, that's on Workaholics too. Dad dicks are huge, man. I'm going to have a big fat dip. This episode's brought to you by Grizzly Wintergreen.
Also known as Welfare Bear.
Oh, Desmond, Zach, how much is a can of Grizzly Wintergreen back home right now?
You mean Welfare Bear?
Welfare Bear. How much welfare is Welfare Bear?
Because Kodiak's like the step above, so it's like the high class one.
Yeah. K-Bear, I love it. I don't know why Caillou's bald, Desmond. I think he has cancer, so we should probably make fun of
him. Oh, can anybody see the TV over there?
No, they can't see the TV. They can hear it, though.
Oh, they can hear it.
They can hear it. Oh. So, what question I ask? How much is a can of Grizzly in Manchester? I don't know. Fuck. Zach, how much is a can of Grizzly Wintergreen in Manchester?
I don't know either. Manchester? Is that what you said?
No.
Is that like England or something?
That's my hometown.
England?
Mm-mm. I wish I was from Manchester. England would be awesome.
You don't want to be from America?
Well,
not England at all. I don't know, dude. I've lived in Washington my whole life. The treetop gallon spinner.
Yeah, look at this spinner, dude.
I think it's disgusting.
You want some?
No. Oh, I can't even smell it. I'll puke.
It's got weed in it.
That way for me.
So, like, what if... Last time I saw it, it was less than $2.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap.
Drink it?
So...
No drinking.
Oh, shit, Danny, what's up? Danny's watching. I can see his... He's got his video stream up.
Oh, what's up, dude?
What's up, bro?
How's it going?
So a can of dip is less than $2 in Manchester, Kentucky. Guess how much this is in Washington State. It's like $6.50.
And that's the cheap shit.
That's the cheapest it goes.
A can of Coke, you're like $8.59. Bring a $10 bill to the gas station.
$10 bill to get a can of Coke.
Can't even buy a Red Bull with the change.
Packs of cigarettes are the same. It's like almost a can of Marlboro Lights is like $8, $9.
To me, it's a $10 bill.
Yeah.
Because I get like a dollar and some change. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
Yeah. You might as well.
Buy a double cheeseburger and still be fucking hungry? Are you kidding me?
It's crazy.
Fuck that.
Damn. There's something else.
Pack of cigs? Yeah. We answered that question.
What about... What about this lady playing AC/DC too loud?
Oh, back to our story?
Yeah.
So, we're getting back off the tangent on the story track
again. What happened?
What happened?
To make that lady be that into...
Who is that upset about her blasting Highway to Hell?
Yeah, that's what I want to... Who that asshole?
AC/DC, I'm cool with them. I respect them. Yeah. You know, they're badass. But I don't really listen to their music because they play... They, you know, their songs are overplayed. Yeah. You know, like, they're... You know, I'm tired of listening to the same, you know, six songs by AC/DC.
Yeah.
But if some dude is blasting Highway to Hell, I'm just like, right on, dude.
Yeah.
I'm cool with you. Like, we're friends. Totally cool.
Like, it's your crazy-ass neighbor.
Yeah.
He's, like, across the street, just like, Highway to Hell! Just like,
I'd just be like, Get it, dude. Get it. Yeah. Get it.
He's like stomping on a like truck hood with like American flag.
Yeah, just
like a Confederate American flag.
American radness.
He's got a Confederate flag like, way to hell. Like revving up an IROC Camaro with an American flag like waving.
Or he actually spent the extra money to get like the Confederate flag that like bleeds into the American flag because he's just like repping both so hard.
Yeah.
You know? Check out my custom flag!
Yeah. Time for some grade school football. Foosball.
Nice,
bro.
Have fun, dude. Play to win. Play to win.
More has a freaking spittoon. Look at that thing, son. Mm-hmm. We've got 4 live viewers and 19 total. That's awesome.
The whore four.
The whore four.
We're trying to name every level of view.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're rocking...
High five five and then the sexy six.
Yeah. So, like, what if... Yeah, I would not be mad at that lady for having Howard Hell blasting, especially if she was, like, being a bad
guy. I can explain why the frying pan got thrown. What? She just got so into it. It was, like, first thing she saw, she's like... Just like...
Fucking...
You know, and just...
Way to hell!
And just... start breaking shit real quick and then you're out of your zone again, you know, like you're back to reality and you know, you're good.
That would I think I know what I'm doing this weekend.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna play Highway to Hell as loud as I possibly can.
But you're gonna wait till the weekend to do it?
Yeah.
Alright. Fair enough.
I'm gonna take my clothes off. I'm gonna stand on my kitchen right here on the bar.
Are you going to be in, like, a squat position, like, pointing, like, all around?
Out my window.
Because when you get in that squat position, you kind of, like, spread the legs a little bit, then, like, your nuts kind of, like, you know, you can see them. Because they're, like, hanging, you know, like, natural state. Someone just comes up behind you. They're just seeing brown eye and ball sack, dude. They're just like, oh man.
Cool. They're like, but he's singing How in Hell.
Yeah. He's on. My first thing would be like, Mike, why did you invite me over and just tell me to come in right now when you totally knew that you were doing this on the counter?
Way to hell.
Did you think it was okay for me to see this?
Way to hell.
Just like thrusting it. Like,
what do you think about that, boy?
Fuck. Oh, my goodness.
That'll be good. This episode's brought to you by Hawaiian Punch.
Bitch.
So, I think it's all the news stories we got to talk about. Oh, shit. Zach Ford brought up a story earlier all those Middle Eastern countries, Egypt, Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Gaza, all these fucking crazy places,
all of you.
We're fucking attacking U.S. embassies and shit. People go to war for that, right?
Well, I mean, we should.
People go to war for that, I'm pretty sure, when they attack a U.S. embassy. I'll tell you,
this is the way I look at it. If someone just, like, came into your home right here.
Yeah.
And just, like, broke a bunch of things, set fire to your toilet, for say.
Yeah.
And just was like, fuck you. I mean, are you just gonna, like, be like, hey, man, I don't appreciate that. You should probably knock that off, but I really don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, you're going to go fucking, like, you know, even kill that score up real quick. I think we should do that, too. You blow up our embassy. You, like, kill one of our, you know, ambassadors of the United States.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do?
Drop a couple bombs in your middle of your city real quick, kill a bunch of people, and that's that.
I think so, too. Something's got to be done. We're not going to be bitches.
It's not anything new to them. They kill themselves every day. They blow their own shit up. So, like, why would they care if we blew their stuff?
Yeah. Especially, like...
It's an eye for an eye. It's in the Bible. Look it up.
Yeah, but if... It's in the back. I'm pretty sure it's in the back.
It was, like, in the revision part. Yeah. Like, add to.
Yeah. I always thought, like... Especially, like, America can't just sit there and be like, oh, whatever. America's like, what, you gonna let them pick us out like that?
Yeah.
Fuck those dudes up.
Yeah.
You gonna, what, you gonna make
But see, the thing is we are gonna go fuck them up. We're just not gonna hear about it. It's gonna be like, oh, hey, like, you know.
Remember, like,
Navy SEAL Delta Force dudes, hey, roll on in there and cap, cap.
Yeah. It's like 2 years from now we hear it in the news. Oh, remember, like, 3 years ago when Iran and all those people were attacking our embassies. We went in there and killed like 200,000 people.
Yeah.
And it's legally, we're obligated now that we have to show you guys.
Like, you legally hear, you obligated. See,
you know, like, all those stories they keep for so long because there's like a thing that the government can keep things secret for so long and then you have to request to get it back.
I think we can solve it right off the bat. Let's just not have an embassy in Libya.
Yeah.
Like, why... Why would any American need to go to Libya? Period. Done. I looked at the camera for that because I truly feel wholeheartedly about that.
What's in Libya?
I'm going to vacation to Libya. Why? Because I want to see a third world country and like a bunch of shantytown fucking Somalian shacks. That's cool to me. Not?
No. Price.
I'm going to be like every other American and go waste my money in Mexico at Tijuana and just get shit-faced drunk and have a great time. Hopefully not get arrested.
Yeah.
That was one of the one times that I've had handcuffs on me. I was in Tijuana for peeing in an alley. But $100 bill set me free.
That's all it takes, $100?
That's what it took that time. I mean, there hasn't been another time, but I mean, if I go back and do it again, who's to say with like inflation and all that stuff, they're not like charging like $150 now.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey man, your dollar isn't worth as much anymore. $150.
Come on, don't wrap it up.
Don't fucking shortchange me here. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I think we should fuck those dudes up. More than we already have.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't fuck with us, we're not good fucking.
You don't fuck with America. This is America. What's up? One viewer.
Yeah, we're only down to one.
It's because we started talking about politics and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, let's talk about other stuff. Let's talk about how this one viewer should go visit heaven666.org. And, you know, it's a great website. You'll enjoy it.
It's an amazing website.
It's an amazing website.
Very good. The show is
sponsored. I think we've covered good bases today. We've talked about jacking off while driving.
Yeah.
256 pills in condom in a woman's snatch hole.
Yeah.
We talked about YOLO.
YOLO.
Our thoughts about that. We talked about Pam.
Pam as a lubricant, sexual lubricant.
Sexual lubricant.
We talked about Costco. We talked about
Selecta-sized paper towels.
Yeah, how they suck dick.
Suck.
So many things. Dicks. So we had a good podcast today.
Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
We will
that bombshell.
This is what really didn't happen. We'll see you guys next Thursday, same time.
Same place.
Oh, the band I'm going to put at the beginning and the end of this. The beginning will be I See Stars. The end song will be Abandoned All Ships.
Abandoned.